Yesterday we learned Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph, so let's quickly review Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph. In yesterday's daf we were discussing how anyone who wanted to be going to the Azara first had to do a Tevilah, even if they weren't Tameh, they had to do a Tevilah in advance of going into the Azara. We had a Machlokas why they had to do a Tevilah. Is it learned out from a Kal V'chomer and therefore a Din D'Oraisa, or is it only a Din Midrabanan to remind them that just in case they may have had any other form of Tumah that needs to be taken care of? So the Gemara starts with three questions about this Tevilah. First of all, Abaye asked Rav Yosef whether Chotzeit or Eino Chotzeit, is Chatzitza going to be an issue on this Tevilah? And the Gemara says, yeah, call the Tikkun Rabban Ken Daraisa Tikkun. Of course, if Chatzitza is an issue on a Daraisa level, it's an issue on this Tevilah as well. Second, Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Bia B'miksa Shema Bia Olo, that what if a person is only partially going into the Azara, does he require this Tevilah or not? So the Gemara says, well, we see from the Mitzara, who only has to stick the Bahonos Yad of Raglav into Sharni Kanar, and nevertheless, he's still through Shani Karnar into the Azara. Nevertheless, he still requires Tevilah. So you see, Bia B'miksas is called Bia. Third question is, Ma'o Shias Sakana Ruka V'yishchot. If a person makes a long knife and does Shechita from the outside, and you know, but with the knife going inside the Azara, so is he going to require this Tevilah? And that's a Kasha, both according to Ben Zoma and according to the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, Ben Zoma might only be mechayiv when you're going actually inside, but this guy's standing outside. And the Rabbanon who pater, maybe they would only pater when you're not doing any avoda, when you're just doing bia reikonis. But over here, a guy's doing an avoda, he's doing shechita, so maybe it would require a tevilah. The Gemara leaves that question as a teku. The Gemara then tells us that the place called Ein Itaim, which is the spring of water that would feed the base hatevilah over the sharamayim where the kohen gadol would be tovel, must have been at least 23 amos off the ground, because we know that the shar itself was 20 amos high, and the size of a mikveh is 3 amos high, because a mikveh has to fit an entire person, so it's got to be 1 amma by 1 amma by a height of 3 amos, which the Chacham Mar Mishar is, it can fit 40 saw of water. But in order for any water to flow from one place to another, it has to flow from somewhere higher to somewhere lower, so it's got to be that it was at least 23 amos off the ground, even though it must have been a little more than 23 amos, because you have the tikra, the maziva, you have all the support for the mikveh as well, and the ceiling of the shar. Nevertheless, it's just a mashahu extra because it was made out of marble, so we just call it 23 amos. Then the Gemara right before the Mishnah tells us that the reason they would use linen when they would spread the cloth for the privacy of the Kohen Gadol is to remind him that all the Avodos Hayom of Yom HaKippurim are with his linen begadim. Then the Mishnah tells us the order of changing clothing and washing and bringing the Karban Tamid and the Ketores starts going through all of the different things the Kohen Gadol would do. So the Gemara right after the Mishnah tells us that there's a Machlokas Amoraim, how to understand a Machlokas from Meir and the Rabbanan about how many Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims were done for the first changing, whether it was two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims or one Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Meaning originally the Gemara says that the Rabbanan said to Rav Papa that our Mishnah must be against Rav Meir, because our Mishnah only requires one Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for the first changing. And Rav Meir holds that both of the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims that are normally done in association with the Tefillah are about the putting on of new clothing, and it's not like the Rabbanan hold that it's one of the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is for taking off the old clothing and one for putting on the new clothing. So therefore a Meir should have said in our Mishnah that you require two Tevilos. So it seems that it's against Rav Meir. So Rav Papa said, no, even Rabbi Meir would agree that both the Rav Meir and the Rabban would agree that one Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is for the removal of clothing and one is for putting on the clothing. The whole Machlokas Rav Meir and the Rabbanan is only whether the Kohen was still wearing the old clothing when he did the first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. And everyone learns it out from the fact that the Pasuk says, U'pashat v'rachat v'lavash. So we say that the taking off of the clothing is like the wearing of the clothing. It's just they argue about what that means. So the Rav Meir holds it means that just like when you put on the clothing, you do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim afterwards, so too when you remove clothing, you do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim after the removal, so it's without clothing on. Where the Rabbanan say, no, we compare the Peshitta to the Levisha in the following. Just like when you put on clothing, only when you're dressed are you Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim, so too when you're poshet the clothing, only when you're dressed you do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So the Rabbanan said back to Rav Papa, it's a nice vart, but we have Beferish in a Braisa The Rameir holds that Pashat v'kidesh yada v'raglav v'yarav v'tavolol v'nistapi kivilu v'gizav v'lavash v'kidesh yada v'raglav. The Rameir says beferish that they would do two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So you can't tell me that Rameir would agree with our Mishnah that they would do only one kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So Rav Papa responded, okay, if you have a brisa that says that way beferish within Rameir, so there's nothing to talk about. So then you have to acknowledge that Rameir held that way beferish.